And 6:06, it is cloudy, 43 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 57 with a chance of some rain later in the day. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Putting water in the Arkansas River is going to come as a challenge for Tulsa's Stormwater Management Department. Matt Trotter has our story this morning from Tulsa's City Hall.
Many outlets for the stormwater distribution system that feeds into the river weren't designed to be underwater all the time, but they will be if low water dams are built. City engineer Paul Zachary says not preparing would cause big problems.
That's the worst thing that can happen, is that pipe falling off, and then we end up having some type of a sinkhole form or something like that up the bank. So it's really, this needs to be done all up and down.
The county has an inventory of the system, but there's no estimate of the cost yet. From City Hall, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Common Core, it takes a beating in Owosso. About 50 people took part in a seminar opposed to the standards last night. The group was also critical of Governor Fallon in her role as head of the National Governors Association, which has been pushing implementation of the standards nationwide. Tulsa officials are considering moving the big machine that grinds up the green waste. They say the move could help solve problems with the city's disposal of green waste. Streets and Stormwater Manager Roy Teeters says the move would give them more room, and they need a location that is closer to the center of town. He says there's also a safety issue.
Over the last, say, 15 years or so, we've been in five different locations. We're always looking for a larger location for safety reasons. When we have our equipment working next to citizens coming in and out, it's important for us to be able to keep a certain distance.
The plan is to move the mulcher from 56th Street North and Mingo to Pine and 129th East Avenue. Drought conditions in Oklahoma are continuing despite recent rains across the state. The U.S. Drought Monitor released yesterday its report, and it shows the southwestern corner of the state still in exceptional drought, the most severe category. The western quarter of the state is in severe to extreme drought conditions. Gasoline prices in Tulsa go up 11 cents a gallon for regular unleaded at most stations. The time of year, world tension, weather, and the cost of oil are all factors. Contrary to the opinion of many that retailers are making out like bandits, Quick Trip store spokesman Mike Thornbrew says the higher prices keep customers from buying items inside the store, where the company makes most of its money.
And as prices continue to increase, you know, we have the great luxury of paying the credit card companies more and more money. So, no, it's not good for retailers, and it's certainly not good for the consumer.
The price of gasoline in Tulsa this morning is $3.39 per gallon. Rideshare service Uber launches in Tulsa. The Tulsa Young Professionals played a role in attracting the company to Tulsa with its Bring It to Tulsa campaign. TyPro's chair, Isaac Rocha, says members wanted multiple transportation options.
Having Uber invest in Tulsa is definitely a game changer for our community, but we definitely want to see rail, we want to see bus, we want to see multiple modes of transportation, and this is just adding to the diversity of those choices for millennials.
Uber uses a smartphone app to link riders with independent drivers who must pass a background check and have a four-door vehicle less than 10 years old. Our weather forecast, cloudy today with a 50% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll have a high of 57. Tonight, gradual clearing down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 66. And on Sunday, windy and warm with a high of 77. National Weather Service radar this morning shows us no precipitation right now. Now, at 6:10, it is mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.